Good afternoon, and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I'm your host, Adrian Colbo, and today I am sitting down with Becky Kempers, the market manager for the Sioux City Farmers Market. Welcome, Becky.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we welcome you back to the show. I think we sat down before the farmers market kicked off for 2018.
Yep.
All the excitement there to get the new season up and rolling there next to the Tyson Event Center. Obviously, the farmers market is such a huge part of the summer culture here, and spring and summer and fall, I guess, culture in Sioux City. How'd the season go?
It went really well. There was some exciting times, there were some scary storm times, but you know, all in all, it's really, if you have never experienced the farmers market, that atmosphere coming down for the live music, the breakfast, you have to come down. We have three markets left, so you still have time this year, but definitely if you can't make it down this year, come on down next year.
Well, we wanted to have you on back on the program just because it is kind of wrapping up, and for those listening that have yet to make it down to the farmers market, there is kind of this idea of it being maybe for certain types of people, or it's kind of reserved for people that are into that type of thing. But there are three farmers markets left, and what are the dates for that? It'll be Wednesday and Saturday, right?
Yep.
Or this coming Saturday, and then Wednesday and another Saturday.
Yeah. Yep. So two more Saturdays and one more Wednesday.
Okay. So two more Saturdays, one more Wednesday. Now's the time to get out and really support the farmers market, which has been growing now in Sioux City. It started how long ago?
This is the 10th year operating as the Sioux City Farmers Market.
Okay. And what was it operating as before? Was it just kind of a rough and tumble group of people kind of gathering out, selling their wares? Or
From what I know and what I've been told is that it used to operate down there at the firehouse in that building. But Roger would probably be the one to ask about that.
You know, I lived away from Sioux City for a while, I think, while that was happening. And I heard good things still, though, about that kind of starting out over there at the firehouse. What is now the firehouse bar?
Yes.
Well, very cool. So as far as a year-end recap, the farmers market grew this year quite a bit.
Yeah. You get that feeling from last year to this year. It felt like there was an increase in people in the community coming down and responding to our vendors, especially because when they come down to the market, not only do you get the freshest produce, but you also get a chance to really connect with those farmers and see who is growing your food, and they can sit there and they can talk to you for hours because it is, they love it. They absolutely love it. I love it. It's a really great place to be.
Right. So, I mean, that connection to food has been, I think, we've grown so detached from who's making our food and providing our food. I don't know when it began, but probably around the World Wars when food was being provided in mass, to the groups. But we've just slowly become so detached from who is making and producing our food that the farmers market is really that opportunity to kind of look that person in the eye and have a chat with the person who's preparing the things you're putting into yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And they will sit there. I mean, if they could talk to you all day, they would about the products that they grow. That's how much that they love doing it. Although it is a lot of work. There's a lot of time and effort put into that, but it's fun to go down there, see them set up shop and talk to their customers. And
well, we were talking about this off mic a little bit, and the thing that I always marvel at, and I used to help produce the craft fairs in town, but is just the mentality of the individual vendors and the the couples and the families and the people that have been doing this for years. It's really a labor of love. It's people are not getting rich off of this. This is definitely maybe a livelihood at the most, but really it's a labor of love.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they start out early in the morning, before the sun rises, and then they don't go to bed. They're putting in like 16-hour days,
right,
to get these items to, the inner city where people might not have the access to those.
Right. Right. And for those that don't know where the farmers market is located, give everyone a description of that.
Yep. So for 10 years, we have been just west of the Tyson Event Center down there, in the parking lot suite. So if you drive by on the interstate, you can definitely see us there on Saturdays and Wednesdays. But yeah, we've been there for 10 years and we operate Wednesdays and Saturdays from 8 to 1.
Okay. Yeah. Just look for all the white tents.
Yes.
Right? Speaking of tents, what was weather like this summer? Was it just crazy? Was there some real touch and go situations or?
Well, we started out the season pretty with the cold. The cold lasted a little bit longer than I think everyone was expecting.
Back in
May when it started, the cold kind of lingered on, and farmers had a hard time getting that produce to harvest that. And so, you know, throughout the season, we run into hot days too. Mm. And then we also, you know, we're an outside event, so there's that. There's storms. There have been a couple of times when it's gotten a little scary, but the number one rule at the market is, Roger says, is that no one dies. So safety is always first at the market. And, you know, looking after those vendors and the community, the people coming down, that's mainly my responsibility as well, is to make sure that everyone is safe there as well.
Mm-hmm. Vendors and the attendees as well, right?
Yes. Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, what are some different activities that go on at the farmers markets? We obviously are talking about fresh produce and handmade goods, mm-hmm. soaps and different items, honey, I imagine.
Yep.
But what other items? Is there some entertainment that goes on?
Yeah. So every market day, we try to have live music down there. So any musicians in the surrounding area. Can definitely contact myself and get a hold of me, and then we can review some of their music, and then they're able to come down to the market. We don't pay them to come down. They do set out a tip jar, and anything in that tip jar they keep. But it's good. There's a lot of fun musicians that come down. Excited. They love it. Absolutely love it. It's a good time.
I imagine, you know, I'm talking about this like I've never been, but, you know, just a really good spot for parents and kids mm-hmm. On a Wednesday morning if they're home or on a Saturday morning as well.
Yep.
Probably some kids dancing.
Yes, absolutely. We have one musician, Art Ashley, he comes down and he sets out all 3 ukuleles for kids to play, a whole bunch of different instruments. And so the interaction with everyone that comes down there from him is just, it's like heartwarming, really.
Yeah. Well, it's such an awesome thing for our community to have a farmer's market, let alone one that's so vibrant. And whether I'm there or I'm just driving by, it just looks packed. I mean, there's, you know, plenty of parking. But if anything, we could use probably a little bit more space at this point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if I could just take the curbs at each end and push them out a little bit more, mm-hmm. We would definitely, you know, continue to grow. But, you know, space is limited for now. And, you know, hopefully in the future we can find a permanent spot for the market.
Okay. So for 2019, same location?
Yes, same location. Yep.
Any different plans? Anything exciting coming up?
To be honest, I really haven't thought that far ahead.
need to get some good sleep, maybe brainstorm those things. But same location, but always looking for new vendors, always looking to grow that list of people providing.
Yeah. And in some areas, you know, too, for products, we have a limited amount of space for those items because we don't want to oversaturate the market. Just
have 8 soap sellers.
Correct.
And then,
yeah. Cause you know, that's not fair to them as well as, you know, our patrons as well. So we want to keep that nice balance, with all those products. So, if you have a unique product, that we might not have at the market, you can contact myself. My information's on our website, actually at farmersmarketsiouxcity.com, and we can discuss what you have, what you're selling, what you're making, and items like that.
Cause effectively, you know, if you went into a grocery store, if you went into a department store and it was all one item, that wouldn't be good for anyone.
Right.
You want to make sure mm-hmm. that you're curating the different products so that it's a great experience all around.
Yeah, because we're like a big shopping center,
right.
You know, and we like to keep that balance.
Should be able to put together a nice little gift basket as well as a full meal with some of the items that are there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. So something cool that happened, and I'm not sure if it happened in previous years, but the board, the Farmers Market board, they were doing mimosas and Bloody Marys mm-hmm. on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Talk about that a bit.
So a couple of our board members coordinated mimosas and Bloody Marys. And so some of the proceeds from that came back to the Farmers Market to help support to help support that. But it was a fun, we did it three times this year. And so you come down to the market, get a mimosa, Bloody Mary, enjoy some breakfast, live music, and just, you know, get that community feel.
Yeah, for sure. So talking about some of the money that was raised from Bloody Mary, and was there a name? Was there a clever name given to it?
I think Mary's and Mimosas.
Mary's and Mimosas. Uh-huh. Okay. I thought there was a clever name. So some of those funds are going back to the farmers market, and those are to help grow, right? And help to kind of plan for the future and the vision of the farmers market going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So the majority of our funds comes from our sponsors, and we absolutely couldn't do that without them, as well as, you know, our vendors. They pay a membership as well, and some friends from the market. But yeah, like Unity Point and Great Southern Bank, they've both been with the market for 9 years now. Wow. Supporting us. So they'll come down. Unity Point will set up a tent. We'll set them up a tent on Saturdays, and they come down every Saturday. Each department from the hospital can sign up, volunteer, and hand out educational material down there.
So are there more opportunities for other sponsors and for other booths like that, or is that kind of capped?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we usually do two presenting sponsors, and then the rest, we have master sponsors, and I'm drawing a blank on the other one. But yeah, so we have three levels, and if you're interested in becoming a sponsor to the market, we can definitely get you a packet. Can look over those items. You get a couple perks with those, coming down to the market, setting up a tent, promoting your business and stuff like that.
Well, ultimately, you know, I think that there are always opportunities for people that live in Sioux City to travel to, you know, Omaha and to Des Moines and some other cities. And there are communities about our size that have farmers markets that are in Iowa that are three times the size, five times the size as ours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So ours is, while it's growing, it still does need support. And for, you know, living in such a rich area of Iowa, there's a huge opportunity for us to have a bigger farmers market, and I think also attract people from extra locally and just people living in the region to Sioux City for these Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely, you know, a big attraction for our area, which is nice. And to provide that for people in our community, that's huge as well. I had a couple, I would say three people this summer from out of town actually email me and say, hey, you know, we're from Oregon, we're coming down to the farmer's market, you know. And I'm like, okay, we'll stop by the box and get a free market bag and say hi. And so, you know, knowing that other people in other states will research the area that they're coming to, and the farmer's market's one of those places that they want to stop. That's that, you know, that says something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's, yeah, I think it's very important for, kind of like I was just saying, it's for an agriculture community. We need to really focus on growing the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. It's part of our heritage, and it's also part of our future. So, very thankful for the work that you guys are doing down there. So let's talk a little bit about Fall Fest, and that just wrapped up, right?
Yep.
And so what did you guys do for Fall Fest?
Yeah, so that is a citywide event. And Anne over at City Hall, she helps coordinate different locations throughout the city. And so every year we put on a Fall Fest, and we'll have costume contest for kids. We'll do a pet costume contest. We'll do some activities for kids, pumpkin painting, little games. Vendors will do trick or treating, and some vendors will run specials at their booth as well. So that's fun for the kids to come down. There's, you know, if that's the day that we see the most patrons come down that maybe haven't visited the market yet.
Right.
So that draws in a lot of those.
Some new visitors and,
yes,
and new fans, yep, of the market.
Mm-hmm.
What types, we didn't talk about this yet, but what types of products, what kind of, you know, the various products that are available at our Sioux City Farmers Market?
Yep. So we have lots of produce, obviously. And we also have like handcrafted items. So anything from soaps, knitted items, crocheted items. We also have Steve Ewell. He comes down and brings his birdhouses. Nature Supply Company. Lindsay Huber came down this year and was a vendor. And so they do shirts and stuff and totes. So anything that's homegrown, homemade, value-added products, you'll find those at the market.
Some dairy items as well, right?
Yeah, dairy items. So Jana, she comes to us from Honey Creek, Iowa. She'll drive up every Saturday and sell her goat and sheep cheese, and she also makes soaps as well. But her story is, if you have time to sit and talk to her, her story is really unique on how she started the business, you know, and some of the struggles that she's seen being an entrepreneur, and all the work that goes into that kind of stuff. But she gives out samples, so if you're down there, grab a sample of her cheese. It's delicious.
Some creamy Chev goat cheese. Whew. Yeah, that's speaking my language right about now. Well, so diverse and such an awesome event. It happens twice a week. Starts in May. The first kind of a soft opening for 2019. It'll kind of soft open on May 1st, right?
Yeah, yep. That Wednesday, that first Wednesday in May, will open with a soft open, and then Saturday will kind of be our bigger one.
Okay, so we've got a long winter ahead, folks. Without the farmer's market. So you have three more opportunities to really soak it up and support something that's very important to our local events and local economy, and also important to the people that are traveling in. So for 2019, May 1st is the opening, right?
Yeah, so that first Wednesday, May 1st.
Okay, soft opening, and then every Wednesday and Saturday after that, from 8 to 1.
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. And then this Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Tyson Event Center, or just near the Tyson Event Center, look for the white the tents there.
Yeah, you can't miss us if you drive by.
Sounds good. Is it going to be a beautiful weekend this weekend?
You know, I had put in for that, so hopefully the weather stays nice. Yeah. But yeah.
Well, cool. Well, Becky, it's always great to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And thanks for taking some time for us today.
Thank you.
This is Adrian Colbo. I'm your host for Food for Thought every Friday, just after the news and the weather here on KWIT. Be sure to tune in every Friday for this program and other amazing programs here on Siouxland Public Media. Until then, we will see you soon.